It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Take command. Welcome in with Logan Paulson, who spent a decade in the NFL. I'm Grant Paulson. You can listen to me on 106.7 The Fan each and every day from 2 to 6.30. Of course, you can watch the show on the 106.7 The Fan and Team 980 YouTube channels. Please make sure you're subscribing, you're rating, you're reviewing, you're doing all that audio and podcasty stuff, spreading the word to friends. Logan, say cheese. I'm about to take a picture of you with my Meta glasses right now.
I know. You get out of here. You were like, oh, yeah, they're out of battery. Now we're just taking pictures of folks.
Well, the out of battery thing was that was last week. Okay.
Now you charged them. They're back in.
They're charged up. They're in the game. And I'm just going to be recording your every move.
I don't like that.
No, it is a lot to deal with. So here's the thing. With mine, as a journalist of sorts, right, as a man with some credibility, I'd like to think, I am not going to cover this little blinking thing. So if I'm recording you, watch the light here, people on YouTube, it's going to keep blinking like that. That means right now I'm taking a video, okay?
Yeah.
If I take a picture of you, it's just one flash. So you always know when you're being recorded.
Yeah.
However, there's people that are blocking this now so that you don't know. And I don't mean with like their finger. I mean, there's like a piece you can buy to like make sure nobody sees that you're being recorded. So that's where it's getting shady. Just always assume you're on camera at all times at this point.
Well, I like how we're having this conversation about you recording me as we're on camera. So it's like this weird, you know, like, oh yeah, I'm not comfortable with you recording me, but we're already on
Some
camera.
Some would say it's very meta.
Oh, yeah. Right? Boom. I love that.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm being paid for my mentions. All right, let's get into minicamp. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days. You were out at the practice facility as we record here on Tuesday earlier today. I wanted to get people a fresh pod with some of the latest details from minicamp. So there's a lot of areas we could start with. I actually want to go with Dan Quinn's comments, though, right off the top. Beginning with him saying, when asked, they will not be cutting the third day's practice and going to a movie or, you know, getting together to sing Kumbaya this year. This is now a routine thing all over the league. This happens everywhere. You give me good day of practice and then a second day where I feel good about everything, then I'm going to not make you come to work on the third day and you'll either fly home or we'll do a group activity. We'll go bowling or whatever. And Dan Quinn was like, nah, not this year. We're going to be on the practice field three times. I don't want to be a football cowboy and do some tough guy bit here, but I love this so much. I'm not always in this camp, but after last year when they won 12 games and they did the Club Quinn thing where they took it easy and, you know, they practiced at a level that I thought all summer long left a little to be desired, they went 5-12, and it's time to get to work. It is time to, again, I sound like a tough guy, and I kind of cringe when I say it, but they haven't earned it. Like, there's no reason to take this easy now. This is a massive season loading here. There's a ton of new faces. They've got two new schemes to learn. Go to work. Get your asses to the office and let's get after it.
Yeah, and this is may come as a surprise to some of the people listening to this show, but I used to despise getting the third day cut. That, don't ask me. Like, so basically what I was always of the mindset that I wanted more reps, more opportunity to show what I could do. I wanted to kind of hone the skills in because, like, as much practice as you had on your own, like, you could never get the same kind of work as I could get versus Ryan Kerrigan or Brian Arakpo. So I wanted to make sure that I got to maximize those things. And so I do think it's interesting that, you know, like, it's be kind of come in vogue now to kind of get rid of that third day. And the other thing that I, again, this is going to sound again kind of meatheady, but like, on that third day, like, if we're not doing football, like, I want to go home, right? Like, there was a period in my career where my wife lived in a different state. So, like, if we're not going to do something that's related to my job and we're not getting better, like, I want to leave. And so I do think that, like, to your point, one, they haven't earned it. I think there's something to that. But two, like, let's just get better, man. Let's just use these reps and these opportunities to get better and improve. And, like, I apply that now to, like, the coaching I do at the high school. Like, I always think, the more practices, the more repetitions you can get, the better. And like, when you look at ways to improve, it's everyone says, oh, like, what's the magic formula? And to me, there's no magic formula other than like reps and hard work. So like, now you are getting 33% or what is it? It's 4 days. So 25% more work on the stuff you've installed, on the stuff we're talking through, more looks for the quarterback. And I think that that's really valuable. And again, like to your point, I don't want to sound like some hardo who played, you know, back in my day, this is what we did. That was just my personal preference as a player.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not meant that way, and I get it. It comes off football cowboyish, but it's reality, I think.
Yeah.
Like, let's think about it. Is this team going to have a better chance at beating the Eagles? Is it 1% better in week one based on a June 18th workout as opposed to like going to the movie theater to bond? I would say no to that. Okay. Now, I would also make the case that it can't hurt you by any means, but there's a lot of time between now and then to get the work in. But for me, this is bigger. This is philosophical. This is a paradigm thing. This is a tone setting endeavor in a lot of ways. Like, what kind of camp are we about to run if I'm Dan Quinn? And if I'm Dan Quinn, that's what I'm thinking. And what kind of tone and messaging am I setting here? And I'd imagine there is some urgency behind the scenes. These meetings are, you know, some variation of last year didn't go well. You know how he talks about, you know, it's time to get down and we're going to go fight people. And he's going to talk about we got our butts kicked. You know, everything's a fight. You know how he does it?
Yeah.
So like, I think you got to match that a little bit with the ask of the players, too. And he actually did acknowledge, I don't have the wording in front of me or the quote, but basically the training camp's going to be more arduous, it sounds like.
Yeah.
He said it could be the most competitive camp and some of the toughest asks for him in a training camp that he's had. I think that's also important. Again, it's a paramount season for him. It's year three of the program. For Peters, for everybody. And I'm not talking about this from like a hot seat for Dan Quinn perspective. I'm just saying the program's going into year three. Like, this is now where you had one great year, you had one bad year, but we're going to have a real good feel after this year as to like the state of the union here. And everything matters so much. And whether it's the draft classes that they brought in, the free agency classes, again, you fired both of your coordinators. You have two new coordinators. As a head coach, when you do that, you put the target on your back a little bit. So I like the urgency. I like that he basically is saying the quiet part out loud, which is the acknowledgement. Yeah, you know what? Last year we were coming off an NFC title game and we did do things a little bit differently. We had an old team. There was a lot of veteran rest days. And that's not going to be the case this year because we don't have to do it that way. And frankly, last year went badly. So we're going to change some things up.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? done well. Electrical upgrade, done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Yeah, and I do think it doesn't need to be like Murder Fest 99, but I do think, like, you know, you get more meeting time, you get more time with the walkthrough, you get more time on the grass. And like, they had a period today at practice that was like a non-competitive period where they were kind of walking through, like walking, jogging through different looks with the defense on the field. You say, well, what's the benefit of that? To me, it's like football at the NFL level is so much about identification and knowing the rules of what you're doing. So even on like the simplest of runs, right? Let's just say we're running outside zone to the right. Like if I'm running it versus an even front, my call is a little bit different. I'm running versus an odd front, my call is a little bit different. I'm running for an over front, an under front, my call is a little bit different. And so the more banked reps I get with the guy, in my case, the tackle next to me, about the spacing and what they want to call and how we get to certain combinations, the better it gets, right? And so like I could do that work on my own, but I'm not getting the bonding and the connection with my players. People say, let's go bowling, right? Let's go do something out together as a team and build that connection. Shoot, I don't care how good of a bowler you are. I want to know that we are going to block, you know, 16 power correctly, you know, when it's third down versus a 25 front. Like that's what I want to know, right? Third and short, let's make that happen. So to me, it's just a couple extra opportunities to kind of get some of those looks, get those kind of conversations had. Talk about the patterns we got in protection. What are our rules here? How do you want this route, Jaden? And again, like it does sound like I sound like a football cowboy, like a football hardo, right? But I do, and I feel this way as a coach. I felt this way as a player. There is value to that, and it's really cool to hear Dan Quinn kind of acknowledge it, because there's not one end-all, be-all solution. There are teams that I've been on where it's been really easy, teams where I've been on and it's really hard. Some success, some failures, right? But I just fundamentally believe the more time you can spend on task together as a team, the better it is for everybody.
I will also say this. Dan Quinn talked a lot about competition in his press conference today out at minicamp. There's something legitimate to be said about this team being way deeper than it has been.
Yeah.
I think it does lack super high-end talent. Like, there's no first-team All-Pros probably, barring somebody having a monster year. And hopefully Jaden Daniels is that guy that can compete at an MVP level. And if he does, then, you know, Adam Peters will be farting through silk and everyone's going to be feeling good. But I do think there's more depth. Like I was saying today on the radio, it feels to me like, you know, in baseball, you need 5 starting pitchers in your rotation. And sometimes a team will have like 7 or 8 guys competing for 5 spots, and they're all 3rd, 4th, 5th starters. Like, they don't have an ace, but they got a lot of guys that could make the rotation. I feel that way at a lot of positions. Running back is that way. The secondary, safety, is that way. I think the edge position, after all the money they spent bringing in Adafe Owe and Chaisson and getting Dorrance Armstrong back and having Amenihu and Wise coming back, I think that's a deep position. Linebacker, I keep bringing this up. I don't know how they're going to get all 3 of the guys that I love so much on the field at the same time. So, like, is there star power? I don't know. Like, do they have all pros or elite talent? Maybe they're a little short compared to Dallas or Philly or some teams in the division, but I think they have more quantity and depth than they've had in a while, which is the next best thing. Like, that's a good way to create a lot of competition, and everybody's going to have to sharpen their swords here together.
Yeah, and I think you look, and again, this goes back to the scheme thing, but I do think, like, to your point, like, getting a certain level of talent with these schemes seems to offset some of that lack of blue chip potential. Now, we've talked about this before. Like, a lot of stuff's got to go right for the coordinators. It's got to hit. We got to know how to call plays. We got to know how to build a game plan, all that kind of stuff. But look at Minnesota, right? They don't really have those true blue chip defensive players. You look at San Francisco, at least when I was there, don't even look at San Francisco. Look at the Washington Commanders in 2010, 11, and 12. There's not really like a blue chip player in that group necessarily. You could maybe argue Trent Williams, RG3 rookie year kind of deal. But I would say that for the most part, the scheme elevates that stuff. But that roster, especially in 12, was very, very deep. We had a lot of depth on the offensive line. We had very good role players on the defensive line that year. And I think it just kind of worked out. And I think there's an opportunity here with that, again, that perfect storm of scheme, the right kind of depth. I'm going to say that the right kind of depth on the defensive line, specifically the linebacker level of the defense. There's some role players at the receiver spot. It feels like it could go in the right direction. And as we talked about in the last show, that is, there's a big could there, a big but there. But I see the path for that coming together because of the free agent moves and because of some of the things they've done in the draft the last couple of years.
Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, Take Command. You mentioned both sides of the ball. We're going to hit on both of them with kind of some latest tidbits out of minicamp. We'll get to the defense next because there's a couple comments made by Jeremy Reeves and Sonny Styles that I think inform us a little bit in how things are being put together as a defensive philosophy. So we'll do that next right here on Take Command.
You're having a good time. You're out drinking with the boys. Now it's time to pay the tab.
$11,352.47. Wait, what?
Well, there are court costs, attorney fees, higher insurance costs, damage to your car, DUI fines.
Oof.
Not to mention the damage to your social life. Plan a sober ride or pay the price. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. It could cost a life. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.